For today, we read all about Paul and all the things that he went through for the Lord, in service of the Lord. And it wasn't a pretty picture that was painted today in the scriptures. That was from 2 Corinthians 11, 16 through 33. One of the things I want to say is a great, big, huge thank you to Pastor Kevin for spending so much time taking us through Luke's and then almost, what, a year and a half in the book of Acts, because it was tremendous. As I read the scriptures in 2 Corinthians, I said, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, from what Pastor Kevin has taught us in the last year and a half in Acts. And I thought as I was reading it, this wasn't just happy Christianity that Paul was sharing about. He went through some really hard things for the church, and he was at the end happy about it. He was, though he was saying all these things, you know, beatings, scourgings, shipwrecks, on and on, and being hated by the Jews, being hated by the Gentiles, but all that the faith of Jesus Christ might be spread. Incredible. I went to the psalm then, and I read the psalm, and I thought, oh, gracious, the psalm from yesterday, the psalm for today, and the psalm for tomorrow is kind of about each psalmist is saying, we're going through really hard things. And I thought, well, now what am I going to share to open that service? Because I know what the first song is. It's celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Boy, none of these, this is kind of a cross current. The psalm is kind of a cross current. All three psalms for all 3 days are cross current to celebrate Jesus, celebrate, and standing and really praising the Lord. But in Psalm 54, verse 6, there's one line that will apply. Let's stand and let's say it together. This can lead us into worship. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. That resounded in Paul's heart and his spirit as he served the Lord. And it can resound in our hearts and spirits this morning as we sing, celebrate Jesus, celebrate. We are going to be praising his name.